morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. We're on the air, everybody. Please put your meal down. The man is eating at home, and we're listening to it. It's one of the grosser things you could ever like pick up on.
I thought he didn't eat during the show.
Yeah, he said he doesn't snack anymore in the morning. But he just had a 14 pounds of cinnamon life. I could hear him
in the studio. I don't, but and I listen to you guys eat before, especially John. Yeah. It's
we never claimed we didn't.
Yeah, I know, but no one's saying on the microphone.
Oh, it's gross.
Like when you hear it,
I do it all the time to you on purpose. I'll have an M&M, but usually I turn my mic off while I'm chewing. You were digging away like the Lost Dutchman at the bottom of that bowl. You had a couple of rogue cinnamon checks that were getting away from the spoon. So we were listening to you scramble around here because we can't see Brady. Brady's at home. We don't know what you look like. We don't know what you're wearing. We don't care. But it was kind of cute to hear you pound down that bowl of cereal right before we came back. It was adorbs. And you're getting your nutrients.
Trying to beat the clock.
What does that mean? Oh, to get to where the – yeah, but you don't know what the clock is. You can't see the clock, right. So you have no idea. So it's a race to nowhere for you. Brady, you know how they say a picture tells 1,000 stories or is 1,000 words or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Boy, there's one that's brewing right now that I can't get enough of and hope that it's so true, and I hope there's more to the – just than the picture's an accident. But through all this Jeffrey Epstein stuff – and by the way, Deutsche Bank – just handed over $150 million to the Epstein. Whatever we need to pay to make you guys stop investigating. And here's $150 million. We did some bad things with Jeffrey's money. And will that cover it? And they're like, all right, you're off the hook. $150 million to whatever fund or whatever they just paid. I don't know who they paid, but that was a thing. So that's clearly an admission of guilt of some point to throw $150 million to say stop looking into us. But now there's a picture out there of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's lady friend, who used to be kind of the madam of his, like she'd go out and get the girls, like the young girls, and she would recruit, and then it was a pyramid, it was a Ponzi scheme of young ass. She would go get some young girls, and then those young girls would be charged with going and getting a couple other young girls of theirs, and then the pyramid would grow from there, and each girl would bring another couple girls back to this hideous bastard, Jeffrey Epstein, who clumsily hung himself after being captured late last year. So everybody's been watching this stuff. Now there's a picture if they've caught Ghislaine Maxwell up there in New Hampshire, and she immediately said, I'll tell stories. I got powerful names. I got powerful information. I got loads of things you've always wanted to know, and I will spill the beans for a deal. And they're like, all right. So she shoots back to New Hampshire. They pretend to catch her, but clearly it was an agreement. And now pictures have come out of her with JonBenet Ramsey. Oh, do I want this to be
a
thing?
Not Photoshop?
No. And I looked and I was like, this can't be it, right? But no, these are pictures that have circulated. JonBenet's in some sort of weird Dutch girl hat. And right next to her is the profile of Ghislaine Maxwell. And so you look and it's like, all right, well, this is pretty weird. It was at a fundraiser. And, she's been the side chick of Jeffrey Epstein, whether or not she was involved with him or not. They did have sex a couple times together with underage girls. But she's been high. And they say, is the photo real? Yes, it's a real photo. It was captured during a celebration party of JonBenet. She knew the family Ramsey. The picture retains its original information. It is not tampered with. Moreover, the picture has been featured in multiple news publications for the last 22 years. Including The Sun in 2019 when they were talking about this and never really caught legs, but now it's got something on it. The photo of JonBenet has Ghislaine Maxwell's side face. It is confirmed as real. Authorities or Ghislaine herself don't officially confirm her presence in the Ramsey household. But if this whole Epstein thing twists back into JonBenet's murder somehow, and oh my God, nobody saw that coming.
Jeez.
What a movie. There's nothing we can do about it now. But Lord almighty, if they solve the JonBenet case through the...
I can't imagine that.
So there she is. Like just a few months before she died.
Well, yeah.
Tell me the connection. Why in Colorado young beauty pageants would a known pedophile's recruiter be there?
Think of that. That's just mind-boggling.
That starting that young.
When they had pictures of John Wayne Gacy at Little League games, it changes why he's there.
Well, Epstein was rich, and she would travel around with him, and there's pictures of them with
right,
everyone.
But Okay, but she wasn't famous until she died. There was no reason for a recruiter of pedophilia to be at a children's beauty pageant outside of recruiting.
We know John.
That to me, that's the smoke fire argument. There's like, why in the world? There's no fame in JonBenet at this point. There's no fame in her parents at this point. There's no reason to say, well, they were famous. They weren't famous. Nothing about the Ramses was famous. There was no reason for anybody to be like, well, we got a buddy up to them. They're on People Magazine. The only reason they were on People Magazine is because they killed their daughter.
It's just crazy.
So I having this even connection is just strange. It's just a strange fact. Whether or not they killed JonBenet or have anything to do with that, that's way off in the distance. But to
and
see
what year would that be?
96, or I think it's 96 or 95, whatever year JonBenet died. It's right.
And did she know, was she hanging out with Epstein at the time?
Oh, yeah. That was going on right there. They were right in the heart of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not JonBenet related, but to have Ghislaine Maxwell at a children's beauty pageant is enough to say, oh, the eyebrows raised quite a bit right
maybe
there.
That's where the love began.
Yeah, maybe that's – I just love children's beauty pageants. My boyfriend likes them too. That's a big like eye-opener right there. I mean, explain why you're there otherwise. I just love them. I just love Colorado beauty pageants. I really like those.
A
you know, we're down there.
The pageant.
Yeah, sure.
Parents, but still.
Even still.
What are the coincidences?
Do you go to that? We've been friends for years, Brady. I'm not going to anybody's kid's beauty pageant as a pal of the parents. That's weird.
Well, women will, to support each other. Like if you have a friend that's daughters and something, you might go.
I've watched the toddlers and tiaras and stuff.
I've gone to a play.
Sure. I've done a play to go back to my old junior high to see what that was like. But I even on toddlers and tiaras, they don't bring friends. They bring like a sister or one pal. It's very small groups of people. This is not like a big giant hall of – there's not a ton of people that go to these outside of the families. Oh,
I mean,
that's weird. It's weird.
For you, John, the only way to go to a kid's pageant is by yourself.
Absolutely. And how does it look if, in fact, I've got a tie to pedophilia? And then the photos come up. What do you think? What's the first thing you think? Oh, he's probably got a reason to be there. No. I don't know why you guys are being apologetic to this. What in the hell would she have a reason to be there for?
I just can't.
You don't want it to
be. The odds of that being connected.
Why?
Seem astronomical.
Well, there they are. They're connected. Whether you want them or not.
I mean, you can't say everyone she took a picture with was part of a sex ring.
But you have to.
Because you got everybody that took a picture with her.
Every time you see Michael
Trump,
Jackson.
Clinton, Bill Gates, all of them.
Every time you see Michael Jackson with a group of kids and he's got his hand on one's hip, you're like, oh, I got that one. And it's just the smoke fire situation. When you've got a known pedophile ring hanging out at a kid's beauty pageant, that's not one of those. Oh, they probably just knew each other.
I don't know.
That's strange.
There's a possibility.
That's strange. Well, you hang around that in the room. And sure, there's a possibility. You don't want it to be a possibility. You don't want it to be a thing. I don't know how you can even argue it. You sit and go, all right, well, yeah, they were pedophiles. Check. Here they are at a kid's beauty pageant. Check. That's weird right there. Let alone the most well-known child beauty pageant contestant of all time.
So what if we find out she's been at a bunch of beauty
pageants? Of course she has.
All over. Yeah.
I mean, if the argument you're making is real, that, oh, what are the odds? Then they were probably at like 1,000 of them. They didn't know who JonBenet Ramsey was. Nobody did until she died. Yeah, it's weird. That story's jumping all over.
Either way, you got to have some proof connecting.
I got it. They're sitting in a room together. And I was all you got to do. Well, that's what you would ask. What are you doing with this?
Well, you took a picture with a guy, too.
Are you doing with this? Sure, you've taken pictures with him, but I'm not a known rapist at some child's beauty pageant.
I hear you.
So if you go in there as an investigator, you just go, so what in the world are you at a beauty pageant for? Oh, we were friends with the Ramses. Were you friends with the Ramses? Really? That's never come up before.
Sure.
That's strange.
You still need proof. That's not proof enough.
No, but it's you know, look, that's an odd circumstance.
I agree.
That is a super odd
coincidence. I totally agree with you. But I'm just saying, I mean,
Muhammad Atta photos at the World Trade Center the year before aren't like, well, he was a tourist. It makes sense. I mean, he wasn't planning anything. There's nothing weird here. There's no oddness to that. Everybody goes there. Sure, you take a picture at the World Trade Center.
All I'm saying is
I think Eric's a pedophile.
Incriminate people with photos.
He's defending.
If you're doing that, you're throwing everybody in jail.
Nobody's incriminating. I'm saying it's awfully strange. That is an awfully strange coincidence.
I agree with you.
Yeah. But nobody's incriminating. I know you're trying to defend them.
No, I'm not defending them.
Hey, Brady, remember when you defended Hitler? It's now the second worst defense I've ever heard.
I'm not defending them. I'm just saying you need some evidence.
I'm not making a claim.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
I'm saying
you
it's weird.
You just said you were.
I said it's weird. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not making a claim. I'm not even arguing. I agree with you.
I'm not claiming she killed John Bidet. I'm saying, oh my God, did they go to children's beauty pageants to recruit? It sure certainly looked like they're at children's beauty pageants. So my first thought is, child sex ring, children's beauty pageant, bad combo. Terrible. You got the recruiter of young girls at a kid's beauty. That's a bad combination. That's crazy. So, this picture hopefully starts taking off. Hopefully, and to be honest with you, I hope it's true. That's controversial. I hope it's true. I hope they did do that, and I hope they bust them for even more stuff and burn them out of society completely. But we all know she's going to eat some poison soup here in the next few days and have a, quote, heart attack in her jail cell from all the stress, and we'll never know any of the truth. But we get to speculate at that point, that's for sure. Crazy. That's what everybody keeps saying. Ghislaine Maxwell will be dead in a week anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Are you getting that off of
a
good website? Because when I Googled it, it's all weird. SausageRoll.com. And
that's a good one. SausageRoll, that's a great one.
GrazyEconomy.com.
No,
is it on any like...
The Courier Daily.
Legit, I don't
and
know.
And then off of... I can't even see that. Reddit's got a couple of things on there.
Anybody can post on Reddit.
Sure.
Though.
Yeah. Well, there it is. I don't care if it's real, Eric. We just got over Brady for the black skin. Run with it. It's fun. Yeah. If it is, it's an amazing story. It's phenomenal. Evidently, you guys don't think so. There you go. We'll see, though. But if you know a pedophile and they're at a children's beauty pageant, call me. Don't call anyone else. I'm the only one that finds that suspicious. It's 98 KUPD. Big, red, badass.